Many Southerners have more immediate concerns than the election. After Hurricane Charley cut through Florida last week, 335,000 people there still don't have power. Many people are still in shelters. Some of those who lost a lot are migrant workers who had very little to begin with. They're mostly Mexican immigrants who work in Florida's farm fields and orange groves. NPR's Debbie Elliott spoke to some of them.
Arcadia is a small inland town surrounded by orange groves, tomato and watermelon farms, and cattle ranches. No one here thought much about hurricanes until Charley cut a destructive path right through the heart of town.
I have communities that are totally, totally destroyed. Nobody will be able to live in them again. Everything is lost.
Father Luis Pacheco of the St. Paul Catholic Church has turned his church into a disaster relief center. Red Cross volunteers are here to provide assistance.
Dinero para ropa, para...
In rusty Spanish, public health service nurse practitioner Lisa Hogan is telling Pedro Espinosa that this is the place to get money to buy food and clothing, even to pay for temporary housing.
Only documentation that necesito is water bill or something like that. Light bill, phone bill, that's all.
Okay. Espinosa is part of Arcadia's large migrant population.
I work picking orange every year.
He lost his home in the storm. Now, he says, he and his extended family, all 16 of them, are living in a bus.
I got four children, my wife, and my sister is over there. They live with me right now.
Pedro is here legally and intends to apply for federal disaster aid. But that's not the case for everyone in his family.
It's my sister and my brother-in-law. They don't have nothing. They don't have paper. I don't know what happened with them.
Father Pacheco says many undocumented workers fall through the cracks of government assistance, either because they're not eligible or because they're reluctant to apply.
We have been inviting people to come into the church because some of the migrants feel afraid because they're illegal. And when they go to the refugee center, when they see the guards with the rifles and the weapons, they feel that, you know, they could be deported.
A woman arrives with a young toddler in her arms. She's worried about his behavior since the storm. Someone gets nurse Lisa Hogan and local parishioner Lupe Munoz translates.
He's 18 months old. He's scared. He cries a lot. When he wants to go to sleep, he just cries, and he wakes up. Once he's asleep, he wakes up and he's screaming.
Tell me what happened the day of the storm.
As tears run down her cheek, Odilia Olguin tells the harrowing story of being in a shelter when Hurricane Charley tore the roof off. The family had to grab their belongings and run to another shelter as the storm was bearing down.
So mommy, her husband was carrying the little boy, and she was carrying the stuff, and then the wind was blowing, and it was raining, and they were just running, and her husband was carrying the little boy, and he kept just screaming and crying, mommy, mommy. And she couldn't stop and wait and carry him because she had the rest of the stuff.
Hogan tells her the boy's reaction is typical, and that it will get a little better each day.
At this very young age, all you can do is you know, provide safety and security to help him know that he's okay, you know, to continue to reassure him that he's going to be safe and that mommy's going to be there and that mommy's going to take care of him, you know.
Dice que para nosotros, para la gente grande, los adultos...
Odilia Olguin wants to stay in Arcadia, but she's not sure she can ever live in another mobile home. Hurricane Charley left her family's mobile home with no roof or walls. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.